This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, January 27th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trump's latest tariff target, USDA internal watchdog caught in firings, and South American soy prospects. Trump walks back tariffs on Colombia. President Donald Trump threatened then walked back from new tariffs on imports from Colombia after the country blocked two military deportation flights from the U.S. Colombian President Gustavo Petro said yesterday that his government would not accept such flights and that returning migrants should be treated with dignity. Trump responded on Truth Social by accusing Petro of having jeopardized U.S. national security. Accordingly, Trump said he would immediately impose emergency 25% tariffs on all Colombian goods, rising to 50% in a week. Alongside the tariffs, he previewed visa revocations and travel bans for Colombian officials, heightened scrutiny of incoming cargo, and new financial sanctions. These measures are just the beginning, the president warned. The White House later issued a statement saying Colombia had agreed to the unrestricted acceptance of deported migrants, including by military plane. The statement adds that the tariff and sanction plans will be held in reserve in case Colombia fails to keep its agreement. Take note, a trade confrontation could affect coffee and flour prices. Colombia is a major coffee producer, accounting for around 27% of unroasted U.S. coffee imports in 2023, USDA said. U.S. Energy Information Administration data shows Colombia also supplies around 4% of U.S. crude oil imports. Keep in mind, Trump has been targeting this Saturday for possible tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China, but there's considerable skepticism around Washington about that happening. His Inauguration Day memo gave agencies an April deadline to assess trade policy options, and he doesn't have nominees in place at key trade agencies. Trump cans IGs, including USDA's Fong. Trump has fired 18 inspector general at federal agencies, including those at his departments of agriculture, commerce, and health and human services. Phyllis Fong has been in her position at USDA for 22 years. In October, she launched a probe into the Food Safety and Inspection Service handling of violations at Boar's Head following a listeria outbreak that killed 10 people. Trump's action may have violated the Federal Inspectors General Act. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa told government executive that the 30-day detailed notice of removal that the law demands was not provided to Congress. I'd like further explanation from President Trump, Grassley said. The chair of the Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency said the firings are illegal. At this point, we do not believe the actions taken are legally sufficient to dismiss presidentially appointed Senate-confirmed Inspectors General, Hannibal Mike Ware told the White House Director of Presidential Personnel. Ware was the IG at the Small Business Administration. Trump told reporters on Air Force One Saturday the firings were, quote, a very common thing to do, according to press reports. However, it was the first time since 1981 when Ronald Reagan dismissed all 15 inspectors general that any president had taken such a sweeping action. Since the dismissals by Reagan, practice has disfavored removal of IGs during presidential transitions, the Congressional Research Service said in a report updated in May. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. South America's soybean acreage still growing, strong harvest likely. Soybean acreage among South America's largest producers is up again this year. Brazil is set for a record-breaking crop. Jonah Calusa, a researcher at the University of Illinois, said at a FarmDoc webinar that Brazil's soybean crop could hit 6.1 billion bushels this season. If it does, it would represent a 13% increase from last year and a new record for the country. Contributing to the strong yield, Calusa said, is a 2% expansion in acreage and favorable weather in the country's central growing region. Meanwhile, many Argentine farmers have turned to planting soybeans after large corn losses last year. Soybean acreage is up 10% there, 45 million, and the country is projected to produce its largest crop since the 2018-19 season. Calusa and Brazil said Brazil's soybean crop is still on course for its second largest harvest in history, 3% projected growth from last year. Argentina's corn output, however, could fall 16% from reduced planting. Swikert to chair Joint Economic Committee. GOP Representative David Swikert will helm the Joint Economic Committee this Congress, the committee responsible for evaluating the country's economic health and recommending new policies. The Arizona Republican has served on the committee for five terms and was vice chairman of the last Congress. The committee chair alternates between House and Senate lawmakers. Swikert replaces Senator Martin Heinrich of New Mexico, who will remain on the panel. Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri will serve as vice chair. Senate Agriculture Committee member Jerry Moran of Kansas joins the committee this Congress, while the Ag ranking member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota keeps her position. The committee's other House members have not yet been announced. Whole milk bill reintroduced in the House and Senate. Bipartisan group of senators and House members has reintroduced legislation to allow whole milk to be served with school lunches. USDA regulations currently require milk to be fat-free or low-fat, can also be flavored or unflavored. The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act of 2025 would allow schools to offer students whole, reduced-fat, low-fat, and fat-free flavored and unflavored milk. Further, USDA may not prohibit a school participating in the program from offering students any of these milk choices, according to a summary of the bill from the previous Congress. The bill sponsors, Representative G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania, Kim Schreier of Washington, Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas and Peter Welch of Vermont, David McCormick of Pennsylvania, and John Fetterman, also of Pennsylvania. Here's today's final word. You're going to see the numbers steadily increase, the number of arrests nationwide as we open up the aperture. Right now, it's concentrating on public safety threats, national security threats. That's a smaller population. So we're going to do this on a priority basis. That's President Trump's promise. But as that aperture opens, there'll be more arrests nationwide. That Trump border czar Tom Holman discussing the administration's deportation plans for undocumented immigrants with ABC News yesterday. Senate Ag Committee member Adam Schiff of California warned on NBC's Meet the Press that mass deportations could worsen inflation. Mass deportations of farm workers in California, maybe half of the workforce, are going to drive food prices through the roof. Mass deportations of construction workers is going to drive housing prices even more through the roof. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, January 27th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.